Good morning, happy Sabbath. Good to see everybody here today. And so we just know that we are here to worship our God with all of our praises and our praise reports, our singing and everything. And yes, art thou the Christ? With the scripture readings this morning, ears to hear, and eyes to see, but they don't. Today we call that selective hearing, selective seeing, you know. Yeah, but we know that that the experience relative to conversion, the new birth, the Holy Spirit, salvation, eternal life, were all in the scriptures. And they are still in the scriptures today. And we can look at Nicodemus in his encounter with Christ and to know that he should have known it. But yet because of that, not just because of that, but as a result of him not knowing, and the other rabbis did not know also. But the people were looking for them for knowledge, for their, to their leaders, to have that knowledge. And so that they were also ignorant of Christ's coming. And are we that way today? Are we ignorant of Christ in the Bible, in the Word of God? For we know that the Bible, from the very beginning, from Genesis to Revelation, is about our Lord Jesus Christ. So that, and so when the Savior came, the whole nation, Jewish nation, was ignorant of his coming, was ignorant of who he was, or at least they thought, or we are told that, you know, but his work, his salvation, eternal life. So we're going to look at a little bit about what they should have known and what they did know, in the same with us today. So let us have a word of prayer. Our kind and heavenly Father, again, we thank thee. We have come into thy holy presence on this Sabbath day. Sunshine outside, sunshine in our hearts today, Father, for the glory that we have in thee and in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Sabbath day that thou hast given to us, Father. Oh, Father God, we pray that we never turn away from the Sabbath day and lose out on eternal life. For that is one of the requirements of keeping the fourth commandments as well as the others. And we know that the message given to the Jewish people that they should have known are being lost today in most respects because of lack of the study, their study and our study of the Word of God today, Father. So we pray that as we study the word, that rely upon the Holy Spirit for guidance and direction, for wisdom, so that we may know of the Lord Jesus Christ and not fall into any snare that will take us away from our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes. If you would turn to Isaiah chapter 42, Isaiah chapter 42, and the very first verse. Isaiah 42 and verse 1. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Yes, Christ is the encourager of faith and hope. And as we read that verse there, we can look at the I and know it is God. We could look at my spirit and know that it is the Holy Spirit that you're talking about in him is thy servant, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that the Israelites did have great light. Even in most cases, many cases, they didn't know it. So let's look at Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And verse 23, Matthew chapter 6, verse 23. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If there, therefore, the light that is in there be darkness, how great is that darkness? These words had a very forceful and practical application to the Jews of Christ's time. And it's at the time that Christ said these words, you know, their belief in generality told the Jewish people that they did not have the light. But in the reading of the Word of God, it expressed by the Holy Spirit, it tells a different story about that. Because they were a people for generations and decades that had an abundance of light. And I pray that we have that light today. But the trouble with the people that died as Jesus spoke to them is because that light, the word, become darkness to them. Their traditions and their mysticisms were at fault in doing that they could not see the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ came to remove that cloud of traditions from them so that they would be able to see that light. But are we guilty of that ourselves also? Are we guilty of a veil over our eyes and our hearts today? I pray that it's not there. In a familiar verse that we all know, I won't even look there, but Psalms 119, 105, from the words of David, where the lamp is a light unto his feet and a light unto the path. Wait, but let's look at Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. And verse 28. That's not right. Sorry. Oh, 23. Can't even read my own letters. Chapter 6, verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. The words from Solomon given to us there. They had the scriptures. And if you turn to John chapter 5, I have a lot of verses today, but we're not going to be able to read all of them. So that there. But John chapter 5, verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So we know that these words testify of Jesus. They did have the law. You can read that in John 7:19, and also in Romans 9:4. They had the commandments. And yet the Savior said to them, which was our scripture meditation for today, if we'd looked to that, Matthew chapter 13. We'll read that again together. 14 and 15. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Elias, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their eyes are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I shall hear them. Yes, if we believe these words of the Word of God, can be converted. And also, if you turn to Mark chapter 12, Mark chapter 12 and verse 24, Mark 12, 24. Do ye not therefore err, because ye not know not the scriptures, neither the power of God? And we can look at the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And verses 14 and 15. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away within Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their hearts. And as I said earlier, I pray that that veil is not over our eyes and our hearts to there. The Jews had great opportunities to know of Christ, just as we have today to know of our Christ, and that is through the Word of God, through that. Now, his mission to this world, his word among humanity, the very fact that salvation was offered to them through Christ, also eternal life, the Holy Spirit, conversion, repentance, and any other light which came through the Lord Jesus Christ, is in itself enough evidence that they might have known about him. And it's the same for us today. And that applies to us. If we read our word of God and truly believe in it, if we have come to with confession and repentance to our God and our Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will show us the truth that we are reading in the word of God. Yes, Jesus told them that they knew it, but would not acknowledge it. See that? And if we look at John chapter 7, verse 28, John chapter 7, and verse 28. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, "Ye both know me, and ye know whence I am, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not." So they know not the God, but also we won't look, don't have to look it up, but John chapter 1 and verse 11 says, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not." And we know that if the Bible is properly understood and interpreted in the light of the truth of God, in the light of itself, we know that there would be great conservative central truths, be able to see that central truth that is in all the Bible, and especially in every one of the 39 books of the Old Testament, because at that time that's all they had with the Old Testament. And that is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the Blessed. And I pray that as we read that, we will see that also. And it was also found that Christ was always with the Father. He was a co-creator with the Father, was the very essence of all light, John 1:9. And truth, John 14:6, so that we all may be able to know that, see that. He was a great medium between God and the universe throughout all the ages of the past. We all can see that in John 1:18. Every ray of light that has ever come into the world has come through Christ, John 9:12. Every soul in the universe has been kept and preserved by our God, Hebrews 1:3. In him the Father placed all of the riches of wisdom, knowledge, power, and grace. That's found in Colossians 2:2-3. Let's turn to there, Colossians 2. Colossians 2 and verses 2-3. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. We know that the Word of God will give us that knowledge and that wisdom, if we will listen to it, if we will listen to the Holy Spirit speaking to us. See that? So the Jews should have known all about Christ and would have been able to teach the world of Jesus Christ if they had only understood, if they only could hear, and if they could only see that. And we know that all the scriptures, if it is understood, we can't see it, clearly see that he is the Christ, the Son of the Blessed, and that he is looking forward to the time that he will come for his children. And I pray that each one of us will be ready and will be there at that time to either come from the grave or caught up in the air to meet our Savior forever and ever. Even Christ's pre-existence was taught by himself when he said that he was with God and always has been. He repeated again and again that he existed before this world ever was. And we are told that about Jesus, or the Jews that are in the scriptures taught about it, about his works and about himself there, but they still weren't able to see it. John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Oh, all the opportunities that we have to know our Jesus Christ, if we only will acknowledge him in our lives and help others to be able to see Jesus so that they can have the same privileges that we may have. John chapter 9 and verse 12. No, got the wrong one. Go on. I'm getting out of turn here. Yeah, John chapter 8, 32. Getting all these verses confused here. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage for my man. How sayest thou, yet ye be made free? And also John chapter 14. Chapter 14, verses 10 and 11. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Yes, they were to know the works of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they weren't be able to see it for themselves. Good sharp it was because of their leaders had the preconception. And yet they were not able to see why Jesus came, to see him as the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Even all the past history of the people, 40 years in the wilderness, God watching over and protecting them, taking them to the land of milk and honey. They've refused all of that. They were not able to see it there. But if enough thought and attention to the scriptures would be taken, we'd be able to see that all the scriptures due to the laws of Moses and the prophets was fulfilled in him. John 7:13 and John 6:38 there. So many more testimonies that I could use about Jesus that came from the lips of the Savior himself to show that he existed before he became flesh. And yes, our Lord Jesus Christ became flesh as a babe in a manger almost 2,000 years ago. And only if the Jews hadn't covered up that light, how different it would have been for us today. And that we know that Christ is the true light. And that, and all words pertain to that, as Christ is the light. The light of the world. That, and Paul even alludes to that in this manner. If you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So we see that, and we're able to see that, and Paul was able to allude to that there. The Savior repeated to his hearers that he was the light of the world, and that him was true light. And that's John chapter 1, verse 4. And also in 1 John 1, 5, that the true intent of all light is Christ. And so we are able to see that if we truly believe on the word of God. But to do that, we need to read it constantly. And I am one that does not read as much as I should in the Bible. I allow other things to take over my mind and cloud my judgment. But if I know, if I turn to the Lord of God, that those clouds can be changed over by the work of the Holy Spirit, that my mind can be concentrated on the word of God daily, you know. Solomon understood his wisdom in Proverbs chapter 8, verses 22 through 30. Too many of them, we won't read them there, but it gives a brief, accurate description of the position of Christ before even the creation of this world. Christ existed with the Father and always has been and always will be. And then we go to the New Testament, where we can see with John and Paul, if you were first to turn to 1 John 1:1. 1 John 1:1. We're talking here about John. That which was from the beginning, which ye have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. And that word of life, the word is capital I, is there. And then also in 1 John chapter 2, in verse 13. 1 John 2:13. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, saying, unto you young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. We know that we can know the Lord Jesus Christ through the reading of the word. And that Apostle John tells us that the word of God, that not only he was from the beginning of the world, but he also made the world. Our Lord Jesus Christ made this world, made us to that. And then from Paul, we can read also 1 Corinthians chapter 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. And verse 6. Chapter 8, verse 6. But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. So we see that there. And we know that with Paul there was no greater light and more glorious truth that was given to him in visions and in revelation to that there. And Jesus talking to Philip, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father, and thou sayest, thou then showest the Father? Believest thou not, I am in the Father, and the Father in me? You know, it had to be a wonderful privilege for the Jewish people to be able to see Christ in the flesh. And we will have that same enjoyment, that same pleasure soon one day, to see our Christ, because he will have the form of a human being forever and ever. to have the most perfect human being ever to be our King, to be our Lord. What a privilege that we have even now with that knowledge that we have. See that? To be able to behold His glory even now in our minds and in our thinking, to be able to see something that we cannot really see in reality today. Not that. But God designed through Paul and through his other servants to show the wrong estimate that was the Jewish people had given to that was placed upon Jesus. Into that, so that we may know the mistakes that they made, and that we don't make the same mistakes today. But sorry to say that in most cases, in many cases, we have made the same mistakes today also. It is God in those days as well as in today has instructed the church who Jesus is and has been to show His marvelous deeds that He has done and He is still doing for us today. And He's placed in Him ever since the time of eternity. He has been given creative power. Is the reason why He also has redemptive power. You go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. And verse 10. For ye are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Yes, to walk in the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ. They had that light that He portrays, that we may be also the light of the world today for us to see that. You know, and then 2 Corinthians 5, chapter 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And verse 17. Verse 17. For we command not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glorify in appearance and not in heart. So we see that. Oh, to trust in our God to that. And the same one that had the power to create this world has the power to recreate us in Him. And I pray that we all will have that happen to us one day. You know, that He upholds the world. He upholds the universe. He has all powers, both in heaven and in earth, to be able to do this. To be able to uphold beneath the shadow of His wings every man and woman in all the varied changes of life. But we have to trust in Him as we take these words to heart. To believe in the things that not seen, and to be able to trust in our Lord Jesus Christ and in the Word of God. And that might have been the thought of the Savior when He responded to Peter's confession, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," Matthew 16, verses 16 and 17. And then Jesus saying to him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Yes, in the loss that the Jews had in not seeing Jesus Christ because of their traditions and their blindness and how it has affected us today. And it will be never known how much they lost. I don't believe that we will look into that as we are with our Christ forever and ever. And He, the great pearl of price, that was hidden from their view. And Satan even tries to hide it from our view today because of philosophy. Because of their philosophy then yesterday in our philosophy today, because it could be the same for us today. They lost much, and we pray to know that we will lose much if we don't have eternal life. They lost the breaking up of their nationality, the destruction of their glorious temple, Matthew 23, verses 37 through 39. The abandoning of their beautiful city, they lost that. But one day we will see that beautiful city once again, and that we will live in it. The thousands, and yes, even the millions of lives that were lost. The captivity of untold numbers that was lost. And they're being scattered abroad to the four winds, as we knew that for punishment in the past of the times that other nations came in and took them and scattered them to the four winds of the earth. And it is a sad picture of what the Jewish nation lost. But we pray today that it's a beautiful picture, that we won't lose that same thing that they lost. If thou had known, even now at least in this thy day, the things that belong unto thy peace. Jesus said, but now they are hid from their eyes. Luke 19, verse 42. We know that Christ is a great need of humanity today. But yet, he is lost to the most of the world. But he's thankfully that he still has a remnant there. And we know that the great book of experiences records the deeds of the Jews. Can be read easily by professed people of God, even now at the present time. One of the great themes that we need to know is being presented in the Lord Jesus Christ to us and to the world today. The Savior of mankind, Christ as a creator, Christ as a co-creator, where he will recreate us, will recreate this world. If any person be in Jesus Christ, he is a new creature or new creation. But in rightfully to know and to understand all of this, to know who Jesus really is, we've got to see him in the Word, the Blessed Bible. And so I pray that we do this. This Bible here, we know that it comes in many languages and many versions here, but the Holy Bible, we need to see him in Genesis as well as in Revelation. We must see him in Leviticus as is in Hebrews, to know him in Ruth as well as Matthew. In other words, we must search the scriptures, for in them is eternal life, and that is through our Lord Jesus Christ. That we've already read John 5:39, in that they all testify of Jesus. Yes, the Holy Scriptures testify of Jesus, and we're thankful today that we had this word. For without the word of God, we would know nothing of God. We wouldn't even exist today. And I sometimes, wonder if that it would have been if Christ had come before. I wonder about us today. We probably wouldn't exist. But thank God that we do exist, to have the love of Christ in our hearts, to know that our Lord Jesus Christ has paid the ultimate price for each and every one, dying on the cross, his shed blood. Credit to each one of our accounts. See that. But we have so much more today. Yes, we have the Old Testament. We have the New Testament. And we also have the lesser light. That is the voice of prophecy, or the spirit of prophecy. Art thou the Christ? Is the question for today. And so our closing hymn is number 253. There's no other name like Jesus. 253. Our gracious Heavenly Father, yes, there's no other name like Jesus. We pray, Father, that we as your children enjoy the truth of the light of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is we read thy word that we will see Jesus, and that we will show to others the love of Christ in his wanting to save every person that has ever been born. Oh, Father God, we know that we have a work to do today. And we pray that we will not have traditions, mysticisms, covering our eyes or putting a veil over our eyes and our hearts so that we not do the work that you have commissioned to humanity. Oh, Father God, we need Christ daily in our lives. We need the word to know as true as Savior, as King, King of kings, as Lord of lords, and that we have the true promise of seeing him one day soon face to face. Yes, your second coming is near, Lord. We need to be ready and prepared for it and to help others to know and to be prepared also for the times that are yet to come upon us that some of us may see. And we pray that we will stay true to thy word and through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.